stepping into tomorrow, got both feet on the ground. Sounds like a plan to me. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and yes, once again, you are in the right place at the right time. Here at Progressive News Weekly, I would just want to thank you for taking the time out again to tune in. The plan is to reciprocate by bringing you news and information that you can use. News that's gathered from around the world, certainly from around these United States of America. It's news that's intended to inspire you and encourage you, certainly to empower you, and to instill you to get involved, make a difference, do something that involves action, not just words. And so with that, we do bring you information that's, well, not typically spewed in the mainstream media, whether it's radio or television. And if it is in the mainstream media, it's not given the attention it deserves. It either has a political spin, or it's got business or corporate influence or political influence. Not here on Progressive News Weekly. We keep it live, we keep it real, straight, no chaser. So, again, thank you for taking the time out. I would ask you to continue to send the emails and reaching out in correspondence, because with this being news that you can use, it's also news that's for you, by you, and of you, meaning that much of the topics and or guests come from you, the listener. So do continue to let me know of topics and or guests that are not hitting the mainstream or not given the attention that certainly they should be given based on the content of the material. And we'll certainly take a look at it. And if it's something that's vetted, meaning it's grounded in truth, because if it's not, we really don't want anything to do with it. So send that information to me. Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L underscore C-L-A-1-8 at MSN.com. That's Daryl underscore C-L-A-1-8 at MSN.com. And I have a smile on my face for more than one reason today. I always try to keep a smile, if nothing else but on the inside, because that's where the truth lies, right? That's where the spirit resides. And we are literally walking and talking spirits, housed by the physical. But for those of you who are regular listeners, you're grounded enough to know that. And so, being one in the spirit, you'll certainly appreciate our program today. One reason that I'm smiling is because, well, it's above 60 degrees here on the Upper East Coast. And after the winter that we have had, I think this might be the second weekend that we're looking forward to since last year that really seems to be just beautiful. So I'm encouraged by the weather. And of course, I encourage all of you to get out and enjoy. It's important. You know, there's an old adage, use it or lose it. So you need to get out, get some oxygen in those lungs, even if you are in a smog-based area of this planet, in some metropolitan like L.A. Yeah, I'm talking about you, L.A. You're still smog haven. But get out and get some air. And as they say, smell the roses. Let the sunshine hit your face. Get some vitamin D, which is basically just that, sunshine. So that's one reason why I'm thrilled today. And there are several. I'll just mention a couple. And the other is my guest. And I am really excited about that, because my guest today is a friend of Progressive News Weekly that has not been here to join us for a little while. And I'm going to put the teaser out there for those of you who are not on my mail list. So I'm just going to talk around it for a moment. By the way, if you'd like to get on the mail list, send me an email. Send it to Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore C-L-A-1-8, at MSN.com. And while you're sending that, drop a comment or two about the program and maybe a suggestion as to what topics and or guests that you'd like to see. You know, the last couple of weeks, if you've missed them, you've really missed something. Last week we had Ula Pasternak, GMO specialist, and another friend of Progressive News Weekly. And we were just talking about evolving into spring and the renewal, the symbolism of spring, regardless of where you are in this northern hemisphere, at least. And so it's a time of renewal. If we just watch nature, we could learn a lot. And so as the trees begin to bud and spring forth, this is a good time for introspection. We just came through the spring equinox, which is balance, and this is a good time to open up the windows and let some air come in, get still, get quiet, and meditate for a moment on what you'd like to evolve with in this upcoming season. So I just leave that with you. And I also would ask that you enlighten someone else, because as you do that, you grow. So it doesn't have to be a family member or even a significant other or someone that's close to you. It could be someone simply in the grocery store, or in the post office, or in the bank. And a simple smile starts it all. So we want to germinate some good energy as we move into the spring. And like grass seeds, one single solitary seed can sprout forth a lawn. So let's make a point of sprouting our own little lawns around us. And that's what we're here about on Progressive News Weekly. As always, as I said, we're live. And so if you want to participate, and after I mention the guest, yes, I'm still talking around him. Oops, I gave you a little hint. If you want to call in and participate in today's program, you'll want to dial 347-838-9142 if you haven't already, if you happen to be on your computer. And then you're going to press 1. Of course, if you've already dialed that number, you're going to want to press 1 in order to participate in the dialogue today. So I guess it would be fair enough to mention who our special guest is today. And as I said, I've got a smile on my face because I always have a ball whenever we have this particular guest on. Yes, we have Dr. Craig Wright joining us again. And, of course, you are aware, my regular listeners, Dr. Craig Wright is a noted numerologist. He's respected not just nationally. And that's the beautiful thing about Dr. Craig Wright. He is so grounded that as much as he's sought after nationally, when he gets on the air with us, there's no pretension about him. And you can tell just by the way that he gives attention to our program and to each individual that corresponds with him in the course of the program. So he'll be joining us very momentarily, I would say within the next couple of minutes he'll be joining us. So I'm going to stay on my soapbox. It gives me a few more minutes. Dr. Craig Wright is scheduled to join us, yes, in about 3 minutes he's scheduled. So, let me tell you, for my listeners that were able to participate in last weekend's event right here in Plainfield, where I am, we had Mr. Dick Gregory in town, and boy, did we have a ball. I mean, it was something to behold. Dick Gregory, as you know, is on our program here, and I say our because we're family. And that's what I love about the listeners of Progressive News Weekly. We keep it real. We keep it live. And if it's something we need to do, we go out and take care of it. And so Dick Gregory was on, I believe, 2 weeks ago. Correct me if I'm wrong, Cecil. Cecil is our engineer, of course. And Cecil is dialing or reaching out for Dr. Craig Wright. So at any rate, Dick Gregory came out and spent some time with us here at the auditorium, the high school auditorium. It was a significantly packed house, and we just had a ball. And, of course, Dick keeps it very, very real. So we're going to attempt to get some excerpts from that. Either way, Dick will be joining us within the next few weeks, within the month. He's traveling right now in Germany. I don't know how he does it. He's all over the world. But that was a thrill to have him join us. So if you didn't catch that interview, by the way, you'll want to go to the archives and catch that. Now, as I was saying, our guest today, which is why I've got this smile on my face, which I'm sure you all can just picture, is Dr. Craig Wright. Nationally and internationally, he is a metaphysic, and we'll talk a little bit about that in just a moment. And he's a numerologist, he's an author, he's a counselor. He holds a degree in psychology, and he studied religion and philosophy in depth. He's been working with numerology for over three decades. And again, he is sought over, both nationally and internationally by famous notables and common people just seeking greater enlightenment. And it's been a while since we've had Dr. Craig Wright with us, so I'm not going to belabor this any longer. I see he's in the studio. So without further ado, Dr. Craig Wright, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. Dr. Wright.
Thank you, Daryl. Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
Oh, the pleasure is ours. You've got our lines jammed up, I see, here. And Cecil is, boy, I can't even keep count. Okay, so we've got a packed house here, and I've already had some preview requests. So we're going to try to get to those, because I know you always like to speak to our listeners who are specifically followers of your work.
Well, yeah, you know, we as light workers, I think we all relish the opportunity to share our gifts, but we also understand as radio hosts, you have a format and you have things you're trying to accomplish as well. So, you know, I'll just be patient and wait for my opportunity to share.
I tell you, I love you like a brother. Dr. Wright, it's been a while. I went back into my notes, and we usually don't go this long, but it's been since early January that we actually spoke, and you had some predictions, and so I, of course, am impressed with what, you know, you had talked about. But I don't want to talk about the past. I want to get a quick snapshot of your perspective of, some of the things that we can look forward to. I will say that you told us 2015 is an 8. You said it was a year of abundance, universal vibration, and something about music of the spheres. This is the year we want music of the spheres. And you mentioned that it's abundance, but be very clear, you said, it's for those who sow. You always keep it real, Dr. Wright. In other words, nothing for nothing. I'm
well,
laughing
yeah, that's
because
that's the law of the universe. Reaping and sowing. That's the law, isn't it? Reaping and sowing. Reaping and sowing.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Wright, it's been a while, and since then we've, you know, been blessed to have many new listeners, and there may be a listening that are not familiar with numerology or some of your work. So with that said, would you give us just literally, because I want to get to some specific questions, 100,000 view perspective of numerology, and I mean no lower, because they can go to the archives. The archives are there. Name, all they have to do is scan through. And I think you were here, yes, you were here in early January. You were here in, I want to say, November. So, folks, if you want to catch some of the previous programs, and they'll blow your socks off like he's going to blow them off today, so put your seatbelts on, just go back to the archive. So he's going to just give us a high-level overview of numerology. And I ask for that because, you know, you have your naysayers. They don't understand. There are those, and I not to single out one sect or another, but just, for example, those there are some who are very religious, not mentioning any specific denomination, who might say, well, that those numbers, people in the numbers, you know, they can't be true to whatever deity they believe in, whether it's, you know, Allah or God or Messiah, whoever. So give us a quick primer, just 2 minutes, and then we're going to jump right into taking some calls.
Okay, numerology is an ancient Egyptian science. It's based on the belief that the world was created by the word of God. Words are vibrations. Right now I'm vibrating the air, and we've been trained by our teacher to use symbols for the vibrations that we emit. It starts in grade school. They tell us, ah, that's the A sound. We're going to call this number 2. So they teach us symbols for the vibrations. So because the world was created by the word, and words are symbolized with letters and numbers, the letters in our name and the numbers in our birthday are symbols for the word that created us. Okay, so what does that mean? We are literally the living word of God. In Psalms 90, verse 12, Moses writes, teach us to number our days so we can apply our hearts to wisdom. So in a nutshell, that's basically it. It's a spiritual discipline. In fact, you can't really get a deep understanding of the scripture unless you know the number code. Many of the stories in the scripture are about numbers. For example, 40 days, 40 nights. People hear about the 144 saved, the 666, the mark of the devil. People here don't realize it, but the story of Jesus is about the number 3, from being sought by 3 wise men, being denied 3 times before the rooster could crow, and arising on the 3rd day. And I left out many other references to the number 3. Many characters in the scripture are personifications, spiritual energy. So, you know, this, you say you don't want to isolate any sect or you don't want to offend people, but those in the know understand that the numbers have a spiritual quality. God rested on the 7th day, so the 7th, many people think, stands for completion. Well, it just means taking a break. The 9 stands for completion. So there are many examples of the scripture, and of course in the Hebrew tradition, which is the foundation of Christianity, most people like to forget that Jesus was a Jew, they know that numbers and letters are symbols. You know, it's not new or weird or strange. So, you know, I tend to forget that I too used to have those thoughts and beliefs that it would be a problem for some people until I realized the only problem was my thinking it would be a problem, and I was attracting naysayers. So by elevating my consciousness, I've kind of done away with that. But I do understand that there's a segment of people who are still on the fringes of this. And so I've been provided through my teaching and my learning and my prayers and meditation these scriptures to share, these references to the Bible, and they act as bridges. So I understand my role. I don't judge people about where they are. Heck, there was a time in my spiritual development in this lifetime I didn't even believe in God. So I've come a long way. So I certainly don't judge other people, and I use the scriptures to point out the spiritual references as bridges. So I'm glad you asked that question. I welcome an opportunity to get people a deeper understanding of exactly the spiritual significance and how it can and give you a closer walk. There are many references. There's a psalm that says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet." So that's a direct reference to the number code. Many references of name changes. Sarah and Abram got an H to their name. Sarah and Abraham. It's indicative of spiritual growth. And the H is symbolically a ladder. So it symbolizes a higher spiritual consciousness. And we see, of course, Jesus changing the names of his disciples as well, giving them a little spiritual tune-up for the job that had to be done. So, you know, it's like if you take a deeper look, a closer look, these become obvious, and the links are there. once you understand and see it, life is never the same.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to enlighten some folks tonight. Before we take the calls, would you give us, by the way, callers, we'll do first come, first serve, and we more than likely will not get to everyone. So you'll want to press that one on your touch tone phone about right now. And if you haven't dialed in and you went in through your computer, you'll want to dial 347-838-9142. In order to get into the queue. We already have a couple of folks there. So press the 1, and we will put you in the queue and get you to ask your question or your comment for Dr. Craig Wright. So what does it look like? You know, it's been a lot happening since we've talked. More folks getting killed in the streets, unfortunately, black men by white police officers, but we're not going to go into that. But much has happened since you've, gave us a highlight of this year in terms of it being a year for potential abundance. What do you foresee, based on the numbers, for the upcoming month, if you will? Give us a quick primer. And if you could keep it, and I know I don't like to do this, but I have so many folks in line here on the board. If you can do this in 2 or 3 minutes, 5 max, what are the numbers saying for, where we are now going into March, April going into May?
Well, this is the 17 year to find out what the emphasis is. You add the month, which is a 5 to 17. So it's the number 22. 22 is an international vibration, which will step up, put the focus more on global things. We're going to see an agreement being forged in the Middle East to make sure the people that we don't want to have the bomb won't have the bomb. We're going to see that moving forward under the 22. Great energy for going to the land. The word land is a 20, is a number 4 energy. So people will be finally being able to get out and work to garden. We have a very cold April here. People will be able to get out and work the garden. It'll also be fixing and mending, getting outside, getting outdoors, returning back to the land. But the 22 is a vibration that focuses energy globally. And it also is symbolic of moving from the idea phase into manifestation. The 4 is a symbol of the earth. On the 4th day is when God created the earth. So anything having to do with physical manifestation comes in on the number 4. So the 22, we're going to see people who had ideas, who had plans, who've been hoping and wishing and dreaming all this month. they're going to see them come into fruition and take form.
In May?
Yes.
So the 22...
May is dreams come true, Ma, in a nutshell. The whole year is about reaping under the 17, and May is one of the premier months when that can happen.
Now, what was the 5? The 5 is April.
No, the 5 is May. May is
the 5 is May.
We're talking about
May,
the month of May.
Oh, that's
it's
you're saying
the
year 17
month.
Plus 5 being the month of May is where we got the 22.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm with you. Okay. And the 22, as you were saying, is a symbol of going into the land, moving from ideas to manifestation. Where did the 4 come in, if you could recap? And this is great for those folks like myself who have great memories, just short.
2 plus 2, Dara.
Well, I mean, the 4 symbolized what, again, if you could
The number 22 is the month that we're talking about. If I'm following your question,
yes.
The number 22, we're talking about May. We had 5 to 17, which is 22. You with me?
Right. Yes.
Okay, if you add 2 plus 2, we get the number 4.
Right.
You with me?
Correct.
You with me? Okay,
yes,
so
I'm
the
with
22,
you.
The number 22 is a type of 4. There's a 4, there's a 13, there's a 22, there's a 31, there's a number 40. All of those are number 4s. So that's why I made reference to the number 4 when I was talking about the 22 month of May. It's all the same. 22 is a 4.
Oh, I see. So there weren't, as though it was a 4 in addition has certain attributes to it as a 4 in and of itself after you've added 2 plus 2.
Yes, a 22 is a 4. See, there's only 9 vibrations, number 1 through number 9. That's all there is, 9 vibrations. Everything else is an octave of those vibrations. So you start with the number 4 and you keep adding 9. So the first four will be 4. The next 4 is a 13. The next 4 is a 22. The next 4 is a 31. I'm just adding the number 9. Then will be 40.
Right.
Then 49. Then 58. And so on and so on. But they are all number 4s.
4. I get it. Tell us something a little bit. I know we only have half of April left. What we look forward to for 21, I would guess, 17 plus 4 being 21, what will we look for the remainder of April?
Well, of course, the number before 4 is the number 3, and 3 is emphasizes creativity, ideas, planning. You know, it all follows. If 4 means your dreams come true, then the number 3 is the month of dreaming.
Okay.
So this is the month of dreaming, of yearning, of being creative, of putting ideas out there, planting seeds, if you will. And then after that comes the number 4. After we plant seeds, then we have growth, manifestation. So it all kind of follows logically.
Excellent. Excellent. So we'll look forward to the month of May. And for those of you living in the present, you still have a little while of dreaming and creativity and planning and yearning, planting seeds for the upcoming month of May. And, of course, as Dr. Wright mentioned earlier, as you sow, so shall you reap. So hoping without action, I would suspect, is a moot point. Let's go to one of our first who have dialed in and have a question. We have Karen out of Tennessee. We have a number of people that want to speak with you. So, Dr. Wright, if you could you know, and I don't like to do this because I know you don't like to cut yourself, but if we could keep it under, you know, 5 to 10 minutes. We have Karen from Tennessee. Karen, welcome to Progressive News Weekly.
Well, hello. How are you today?
I'm fine. So you have a question for Dr. Wright?
No, I don't have a question. I have a comment. I spoke with you, Dr. Wright, earlier this month, and everything you said came true. You told me that this month would be somewhat bumpy. And as soon as I talked to you, everything just started in every different direction hitting. But I was able to handle it because I'd already spoken to you. You'd already forewarned me about what April would do and how April, everything had to wrap up in April, and May would be a much better month. Had I not spoken to you, the things that were going on, I don't know how I would have handled them, but every time something came up, I remembered the conversation that I had with you a few days earlier, and I was like, he was talking about. That's what he was talking about. That's what he was talking about. So I want to thank you for that because you forewarned me and let me know what to expect, and everything you said was right on the head. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in, and thank you for that testimony. But you know, I have to shift it to the Creator. It's right there in the book. It says, "Teach us to number our days." It's Psalms 90, verse 12. Don't take my word for it. Don't take anybody's word for anything. Research and study for yourself. In Psalms 90:12, it says, "Teach us to number our days, so we can apply our hearts to wisdom." So as those things were occurring, you were, that's the perfect personification of that. As those things were occurring, you didn't have any dismay. You weren't upset. Yeah, there's a storm going on, but you can anticipate it and know about it, and you can be blessed during the course of a storm. A lot of people say, "Well, I can't wait till it stops raining. I can't wait till the sunshine." But we can be blessed during the storm if we are aware of what's going on. So thank you for that call, and that's the perfect use of the science of numbers.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, Karen, yes. Thank you for your comment. We now have, we're on a roll from Tennessee, Rick. Rick from Tennessee, welcome to Progressive News Weekly.
Thank you. Greetings, brother.
Greetings,
brother.
You have a question for Dr. Wright.
Could I have your birth date, Rick?
My birth date is November 12th, 1971.
Okay, did you have a question or did you just want a general reading?
I have a question in regards to my health. What do you see happening with me health-wise, I guess?
Okay, first of all, let me say this, okay? I'm not a doctor. I don't prescribe medicine. I don't recommend anyone use numerology in terms of addressing any type of illness that they may be taking or they may be dealing with, okay? But with that said, I'm a metaphysician. And as a metaphysician, we look at the word dis-ease and interpret it literally to mean dis-ease. So any type of dis-ease that we are experiencing is a result of us being uneasy about something. And this dis-ease will manifest in different parts of the body depending on where your dis-ease happens to be. So I would recommend a quick glance at the metaphysical reason for, and you fill in that blank. You want to put that in your search engine on any computer, the metaphysical reason for, and you fill in the blank with whatever dis-ease you may have. For example, people who are having dis-ease in their neck, usually it's because they're being too stubborn or they're being stiff-necked about something. People who are having dis-ease in their legs or their feet, it's because they're struggling with support issues, standing on their own feet. So it can matter. This dis-ease, metaphysically, we look at things differently than Western medicine may. Western medicine may treat the symptoms that you're having, but as a metaphysician, you want to dig deeper and find out what's going on. Other disciplines, Reiki folks may tell you there's a ripple in your in your karma or something like that to deal with the energy. But in terms of numbers, the number 12 is a 3, which is the number of health, longevity. It's why you always will appear younger than you are. I can tell you this, you're in a number 40 year, which is a year of obstacles that turn out to be blessings. So anything you're dealing with in terms of health-wise is going to get you on track on how you should be eating and exercising and taking care of your body.
Okay.
And you're in a time of letting go of the old and moving forward to the new. So that's about all I would have to say in terms of health issues. Hope that's been helpful.
It's been very helpful, pretty much a confirmation of what I try to practice already, as far as eating and physical exercise and things of that nature.
Well, another key to your health is going to be your faith.
Mm-hmm.
A key to your health is going to be your faith, what you believe.
Right.
You get to choose between fear and faith. And if you allow your fears or anxieties to take over, that's going to be a source of interfering with your health. But if you maintain faith and develop a spiritual perspective in life, then your health and longevity is assured. But I can tell you this, it's in your hands. Your health is in your hands. What do you believe? That is how it will be manifested unto you. It's all about what you believe based on your chart. Your faith will be your major challenge. But your chart shows longevity, good health, always appearing younger than you are, being active, doing a lot of moving around, which is another factor. As we get close to our time limit, if you're working a 9-to-5 and you're not out from behind the desk, that's also going to contribute to ill health. You need movement, travel, versatility, writing, sales, promoting big ideas, being a salesperson. So if you're working behind a desk or closed in, you need to get out from under that. Okay?
Right. Okay.
All right. I'm going to be giving out a number or a website later on in the show, but I reached a time limit. My host asked me to be considerate of other callers.
Okay, I thank you, brother. I do have your website, and I'll give you a call.
All right, Rick. God bless.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you, Rick, for your call. I have a couple that had privied me prior to the program in case they weren't able to get through. And I don't see that they've dialed in because Cecil hasn't put their name up here. So I have one. The birth date is 5/16/98. So I'm just going to throw that one in. Do you need a name or would that help?
Well, we've been doing this a long time now. You know, I work with names and birthdays. I'm just wondering, is there a question associated with this birthday? Or you just want me to give you a general reading?
I just wanted to see if you were going to keep it real with me, Doc. Right. All right, let me give you the name. Okay, it's Drew, D-R-U-E, and the last name is Clark. You're so real. Oh boy, I love having you on. You know that we always have fun. Anyway, what you got for us? And you know who that is. So.
Okay, I still haven't heard any questions, so I'm going to assume you want a general reading for Drew.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Each of us has a contract with God. We have a contract with our Creator, like the prophet Jeremiah. Before we are formed in the womb, We have a contract. You see, when we're forming the womb is when the spirit takes on, goes into the vessel, when the spirit enters the flesh. But before that, we are formed in the womb. We exist as spiritual entities. And based on our need to learn and grow, we choose our parents, we choose our gender, we choose our birth date. Everything about us, we make those choices because we're captains of our own fate and masters of our own fate, captains of our own soul. So with that said, the birthday reveals the gifts that God has given us. It's God's part of the contract. The name reveals what we have promised back. Okay? So right off, we start with the number 16. The number 16 is one of those, what I call the number of the narrow path. The number of the narrow path. Six. It's one of those all or nothing numbers. It's called a karmic number. And by that I mean, and this is the perfect example of as when I said information about numbers can be found in the scripture. The number 16 is a symbol for the story of the Tower of Babel. The Tower of Babel, that's the number 16. For those who are familiar with that story, the story is about a mighty hunter named Nimrod. And Nimrod was the baddest thing on the planet. He was a chief. But he was so bad, he thought he was the ruler and the master of everything and decided to build a tower up to God. God, seeing this arrogance, struck the tower and confused the language of the people and scattered them on the face of the earth. Now, that story is called the story of the Tower of Babel, but what it means is pride precedes the fall. That's how most of us reference that story, because that's the wisdom that comes from it. It's been, over the ages, honed down and polished down to pride precedes the fall. As soon as you feel puffed up, get ready for a fall. The latest example of the number 16 that played out right before our eyes was with the reporter who recently fell from grace, who was climbing the tower, and it was struck by lightning, and he fell from grace. And I'm talking about Brian Williams. The name Brian is an 8. The name Williams is an 8. 8 plus 8 is 16. So we saw the fall. The only thing that can prevent the fall, the only thing that softens the fall, the only thing that will take the fall out of the 16th experience is a recognition of and a total submission to the spiritual life. 16 is all or nothing. Tupac was a 16. 16s very often have life and death experiences. So many 16s choose an environment where they will have spirituality right there in front of them. It's there. It's an option. But some of them are so headstrong and so arrogant, it takes a little lightning bolt in their life to bring about an awakening. So as long as 16s are grounded spiritually, there's nothing they can't do. In fact, the word fame, F-A-M-E, vibrates to the number 16. But they always have to keep others, the concern for others and being of service ahead of ego, arrogance, or pride.
So a 16 needs to be careful of their ego. Is that what I just heard?
That's right. Yes, that's what I just said. But by you asking me that, I'm wondering if you heard me.
Well, I might not have. Might have missed.
You might have some other duties you were doing as a host. But yes, you're
yeah,
right.
I might have. I might have missed that, to tell you the truth.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that's my answer.
Number 16 also is a number of wisdom. It's about spirituality. And many 16s write about their truths.
Okay, so now if this is
your son, he's a writer.
And what about it's a female? It's D-R-U-E, and that's a female.
If this is your child, your child is a writer.
Okay, now what about the promise piece? You said the date is the gifts, and the name is the promise.
Yes, well, that was just one of the gifts. The number 7 is a gift of faith and spirituality. The month is a gift of freedom, versatility. The year is your number, the number 9, the gift of selfless giving. Then you add them all up. Okay, then you add them all up, and that's what gives you the ultimate gift, which in this case is the number 3. The number 3. So you have a writer, an artist, someone's very creative. That's their gift. That's their gift. The gift of the 48 is the gift of abundance, the need to maintain faith and not to start to get a big hit, because the 48 is assured abundance. The test for the 48 comes with what do they do with their abundance. So clearly, there's an indication of a meteoric rise financially in the test as to the philanthropic uses of the gift, with sort of like being the gift is a billionaire's ball, but it's on a carpet that can be snatched out from under you if you don't use it properly. That's the picture. I want you to get that picture of the gift. All the potential in the world if it's used right. That's the gift. Now, the promise is in the name. The last name, Clark, that's a number 9, which matches one of the gifts. The year is a number 9. So the promise matches the gift. So that is indicative of the soul saying, I want to be what you want me to be. Whenever those numbers match, that's what that indicates. In addition to that, the name, D-R-U-E, is a number 3, which matches the total gift, which was the 48. When you put the 3 and the 9 together, Drew Clark, that's a 12, and 1 plus 2 is 3. So here is someone who is totally in sync with their gift, with the match, whenever they match down, when the promise matches the gift, we're talking about the soul that can manifest anything they desire. Hmm. So you have a great deal of potential. Only thing that has to be, I will be concerned about is scattering. Scattering. Oftentimes there's a scattering aspect associated with this creativity, and it's hard to focus it and narrow it down because of the many, many gifts, of the many, many talents and many, many gifts. So you got a writer, you got a singer, you got a painter, you got an artist, you got a teacher, you have a prophet, you have an entrepreneur, all wrapped up in baby girl.
Wow.
So the key is following through, because there's so much talent and ability, there's a tendency to start and stop and start and stop and just scatter your energy trying to do too much and not accomplishing anything. So if I were developing this seed, I would not let them quit. You feel me?
Yeah.
I would not let them quit until they realize the rewards they were seeking when they first got involved. And once they realize the rewards of what they're seeking, they'll learn the benefit and follow through. And once they get that connection with following through with my plans brings a reward, you can just sit back and watch it work. But that's going to be a major, major challenge with someone with this creativity and multi-talent you know, I'm a seven. I'm a numerologist. I do numbers good, like KFC, or you go there, you're going to get some chicken. I do the numbers. But this soul is multi-talented. It's one of those, like you read about the history books, and they were writers, and they brewed beer, and they were philosophers and discoverers, you know, like the founding father. They did it all. So a lot of potential and talent.
Okay. Well, very good. I'll have to, you know, stay close to you as we go through this with this young lady. Listen, we have. I'm gonna open the lines up again, and we have enough for one more. Okay, I have something here. Someone asked.
Darryl, I didn't mean to cut you off, but everything that I shared with you doesn't start to manifest and come into being until age 20, 21.
Okay. Wow. That's a few years off.
Yes. Yes. Kind of coincides with going away to college.
Yep.
Getting out on their own.
Okay. Well, we'll talk. You know, we'll talk later. Listen, I've got one more. I've got a text here. It's and it's 8365. The name is Zena Sutton. ZENESUTTON. And that'll be
first
our last.
Okay, the first name is ZENA?
Yes, Zena.
Okay.
And the last name is Sutton, SUTTON.
Okay. Zena is a 19, and the name.
And Dr. Craig, if you could do this, we only have about 3 minutes, so if you can just give a quick overview, because I want to make sure the listeners get your information.
Sure, sure. In fact, I'll do that first. If anyone would like to get in touch with me, I can be reached at cr77ig@gmail.com. You can also visit my website at craigewright.com. That's craigewright.com. The numbers that really stand out in Zena's chart are the number 3 and the number 8. Her first name is a 19. Her last name is a 19. That adds up to 38. She's born 8-3. That's another 8-38. And her year, 1965, is also a 3. So 3 and 8 are the dominant numbers. The 3 stands for expression and youth. The number 8 stands for money, power, giving direction. So this is a master teacher. This is someone who is here to be an example and to teach the youth. It's also an entrepreneur vibration and someone who is always rewarded. Each time they give out love, more comes back to them. This is a light. This person is a light in the world of darkness. Hello.